Hello, Sapphics. Welcome back to Sapphic Stories, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor, and on today's episode, we're saying goodbye to Goddess of the Hunt and diving into a new season of the podcast with a brand new audiobook called The Ticket. If you loved Goddess of the Hunt, do not be sad. You can always find way, way more of it on the Dipsy app. What we share on this podcast is just a really small sampling of what's actually available on Dipsy. We've got hundreds and hundreds of sapphic stories on the app. If you're curious, you can always try it out for 30 days free with the promo code SAPHIC or go to dipsystories.com/sapphic to start your free trial now. Okay, back to The Ticket. This is another one of my favorite audiobooks on Dipsy, and I'm definitely not alone in this. This is a listener favorite as well. We get lots of requests for new chapters of it. When creating the initial idea for it in the creative brainstorm, we wanted to capture the idea of escapism. You know, like when you're about to go on a vacation and the night before when you're, or like when you're on the way to the airport, you get this really excited feeling of anticipation. We wanted to bottle that up and create a whole narrative world around that feeling. And thus, The Ticket was born. The story is about Reese and Juliet, two queer women with a very, very particular romantic arrangement. Each month, Juliet sends Reese an invitation. It's always something without fanfare. It's not super special or marked. It's, you know, maybe a plane ticket in Reese's mailbox or a receipt for a hotel stay in her email inbox. And then they proceed to meet in that city and have very, very risque rendezvous together in very high profile places. So imagine famous museums, churches, Michelin-starred restaurants. And in this first chapter, they are on a yacht in the Mediterranean. And with the cinematic sound design, listening to this one feels like taking a vacation in your mind. You know, at least I hope it does. Take a listen. This is The Ticket, Greece.
It was dark. I couldn't see much, but I could feel the polyester sheets rustling beneath me as she crawled towards me from the foot of the bed. God, she made even the most unflattering things seem elegant. I wasn't sure why she was there, but it didn't matter. I could almost feel her smooth hands on my hips as she pulled me towards her, in my hair as she kissed me, enveloping my tongue, on my stomach as she moved farther and farther down past my belly button.
What do we say?
Please.
Please.
What? Please put your fingers inside me.
You're so pretty when
The irritating sound pulled me out of my dream. Fuck. Throwing away the duvet and scouring the sheets, I uncovered my phone. It'd been hiding between the mattress and the headboard. My heart jolted when I saw the screen. I hadn't heard from her since I arrived in Greece.
Hello?
Too busy to take my calls now,
hmm? No, I'm so sorry. I was just... Oh, you're kidding.
Tesoro mio. Half the fun of torturing you is knowing how badly you want to be tortured.
Could have had me fooled.
We can stop if you'd like.
No.
Manners?
No, thank you.
Better. Did you get the envelope?
There was something about her voice that made me lose all sense of worry or inhibition. It was a trust I'd never felt before, especially not for a near stranger.
I said...
Yeah, I have it.
Did you just say yeah to me?
Yes, I mean.
That's my one big rule. Do you remember why?
You don't want to misunderstand me.
No mumbling. And?
Speak clearly and mean what I say. Yes.
That's right. Very good. Open the letter.
There was no address, just a series of coordinates, as usual.
See you at noon. I look forward to it, Katiamu.
I started to wonder if there was a language she didn't know how to speak, or what she did for a living, or anything about her. I felt myself get that bubbly feeling in my chest again. This wasn't like me at all, and it felt so good.
Oh, you're late.
Only 3 minutes. I'd been scouring the dock for a while. I was so used to her elegant frame draped in dark, expensive fabrics, I barely noticed her in her linen day suit.
3 minutes? Huh. I'll remember that.
Without another word, she brought me on board the boat behind her. It was large and sleek, with polished wood and gold accents. She brought me to a little daybed nestled in the bow.
Here you are.
She put a tall glass of fresh orange juice in my hand and disappeared into the galley. The busy dock eventually fell away, and when we slowed to a stop, we were surrounded by the crystal clear sea.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Are you going to sit with me?
Ask for what you want. Make it clear.
Will you please sit with me? Will you please kiss me?
What do you think you're doing with that hand?
Touching you.
Take off your dress.
It's the one you like.
You remember what to say if you...
Yellow to slow down. Red to stop. I'm ready. Please, let me...
I should hope you aren't wearing...
I would never. So...
Shh. Let me look at you.
She didn't look. She studied. Like I was a book she wanted to understand better. She didn't even have to touch me. My skin prickled at her gaze.
Stop fidgeting.
Stop.
Good girl.
Her praise left a cool vapor along my spine and made my cheeks flush. I was suddenly very aware of how exposed I was. A few lingering boats drifted around us. It was exhilarating.
I want to touch you.
Not yet.
But
sit down.
Make me.
It was the first time I'd really pushed back. My heart was pounding.
Huh. Try again.
Make me.
This is what you wanted, wasn't it? For me to get behind you like this with your ponytail in my hand and tell you that you really shouldn't be such a brat if you don't like consequences.
It worked, didn't it?
Are you going to be a good slut for me?
Yes.
Say it.
I'll be your perfect little slut.
So eager. I can't wait to see how many depraved things I can make you say. Maybe by the end of the night, you'll be begging, telling me how badly you want my lips on that precious little pussy.
Oh, fuck.
Why don't you ask me if you can touch yourself?
Can I?
No.
Oh.
Feels good to lose control, doesn't it?
Yes.
Let's start with two fingers. Open. Wet for me, aren't you?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Where's my special spot here? The one that makes you... There she is. Showing up in the perfume you know I like. Eyeing me so hungry the moment you set eyes on me. My hands are deep inside your greedy pussy. You still want to be mouthy.
Oh, my fucking God.
Is that another finger, huh? I know you can take more than just two.
Can I come? Please. Oh, please, can I come?
Now, here's the thing about being late. When you waste my time.
Fuck, can I come? Please.
Not yet. When you waste my time, listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Listen, you were late for me, so you have to wait.
Oh, if you keep fucking late, then I'm gonna have to...
No, you won't. You're not allowed.
I can't.
Oh, then you'd better beg louder.
She had her knuckles curled up against the bottom of my pussy, grinding her fingers onto my G-spot over and over.
Please.
Louder.
Please.
I want everyone in the fucking arena to hear what a desperate, filthy little whore you are for me. Louder.
Please, 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 can I come?
Come.
Oh.
Make a mess for me.
Oh, thank you. Fuck. Oh, thank you.
I turned to kiss her, and she obliged me softly, leaning back into the little couch. Her hair, usually tight and tied back, was out and blowing a bit in the breeze. She looked stunning. I studied her features for a moment, just like she had studied mine.
I left a little color on your thigh there, didn't I?
Did you?
Did you like it?
God, yeah.
Say more.
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm. I really did. Thank you.
Is it okay if I just hold you?
I love being held.
You are